Jonathan Towle har arbetat för Paul Smith ända sedan han tog sin examen i marknadsföring för över 10 år sedan. Han har precis visat runt i Paul Smiths diskreta byggnad på Keene Street i Covent Garden-området i London. Inte långt härifrån inredde Paul Smith sin första Londonbutik på Floral Street 1979. Butiken finns fortfarande kvar. På kvällarna efter att butiken stängt så virade Paul Smith ner en bred rullgardin som han projicerade filmer från kollektionen på så att förbipasserande kunde få en aning om känslan för märket. Nota bene att det här var alltså under en tid då Covent Garden fortfarande var belamrat med mestadels frukthandlare och grossister. Jonathan Towle har varit Paul Smiths högra hand under en lång tid. Han håller precis på att bygga upp en digital avdelning. Och om du som lyssnar vill se lite av vad de nyligen gjort för reklamfilmer så kan du söka fram Paul Smiths, bland annat den här Autumn Winter tror jag att den hette. Den kan ni kolla på. Ja, ni vet ju själva hur ni kan söka fram. Jonathan Towle har egentligen inte tid för mig när jag träffar honom. Under tiden jag ändå lyckas tvinga till mig en intervju så sitter hans andra möte och väntar på honom. Och eftersom han precis berättat om alla de stora globala varumärken som varje vecka hör av sig med en önskan om samarbeten och som får nej, så vill jag nästan inte veta vem eller vilka det är som nu tvingas vänta under tiden som jag får en kort intervju med Paul Smiths marknadschef Jonathan Towle. Jonathan Towle, the head of marketing at Paul Smith. Welcome to the Communication Podcast.
Hello, nice to meet you.
Right now we're in one of your room in the building and we're having some construction site outside, so I hope that people are okay with that. Anyway, you call Paul Smith classic with a twist. What does that slogan tell us?
It's a slogan or a way of describing what Paul Smith represents, what the point of view is. And it's something that Paul came up with some years ago. He kept being asked, what is your point of view? Describe what you do from a design perspective. And a lot of what Paul did was, or does, is taking classic items such as a navy blue suit and putting an interesting line in that. That sounds quite sort of standard now in the world, but 20 years ago it was a real innovation. So Paul's approach to design was always, trying to respect the individual and for, normal guys to feel good about the clothes that they wear. So often, you imagine quite a serious business person wearing a navy blue suit, if they were a banker. So they'd have to create quite a formal impression on their customers, for instance. But if they wanted to try and express a bit of personality, on the inside of their jacket, they might have a vibrant coloured lining or what we call a photo print lining with, interesting, imageries. Or it could simply be that they would wear a very colourful pair of stripe or polka dot socks. Little things that they knew they were wearing, but it wasn't shouting that they were, very wild in terms of their taste level. So they respected their jobs, they respected the sort of the position they held, but they could still feel good about the clothes that they would wear. So that idea of classic navy blue suit with a twist, coloured lining, to the suit, that's how it sort of summed up the approach that Paul has taken, and that's evolved over the years. It's having just something that is a hint of surprise, a little point of difference, and that can be interpreted in many different ways. As I said earlier, the idea of a printed suit lining in today's market is quite, it's quite normal now, but 20 years ago, 30 years ago, it was, very, very different and a very different approach. And that's something that has really, you know, stood Paul Smith apart from the competition, and something that's really evolved and that we're still evolving in the products on a day-to-day basis.
Is there any new ways to communicate that you are curious about to explore?
The world is a very fast changing place now. So, you know, communication is becoming harder and harder. There's no one sort of, you know, golden bullet. I think it's about using all the different channels that are open to you. So yes, there's advertising in traditional media. Yes, there is PR. Yes, there is communication through physical shops and buildings that express a brand. And then you have digital, the world of the internet, which has opened up many possibilities, which includes, you know, traditional PR moving to digital PR, traditional advertising into digital advertising, and the different possibilities that that brings, you know, working with bloggers, working with moving image that, you know, traditionally has been quite, you know, specific in terms of TV or cinema advertising. The world of the internet with YouTube, Instagram, etc., offers brands many possibilities in communicating, but it also gives, you know, the world that opportunity. So the world is becoming a very crowded place, and to get cut through with your message becomes ever harder. So that means you have to have a clear point of view in terms of what you are trying to communicate, to try and have stand out from your competitors or stand out from the crowd. So it's you know, communicating now and in the future is becoming a more challenging environment, but also very exciting with the possibilities that are, you know, evolving and changing every day.
And how do you make yourself capable of keeping a clear sight?
We try and take the values of Paul and Paul Smith Company in terms of the brand DNA, but also just, you know, being creatively led. Paul Smith is a design-led company, it's a creatively led company. So it's taking that creative point of view and translating it into communication. It's not trying to communicate for the sake of it, or trying to, you know, turn, you know, the very normal into something extraordinary. It's trying to communicate, you know, interesting ideas and products to an engaged audience. So.
Jonathan Towle, thank you very much for joining the show.
Thank you very much.